This podcast is brought to you by Link, simply the best way to learn languages. After you listen to the podcast, sign up for a free account at Link, LINGQ.com, and study the full transcript using Link's revolutionary learning tools.
And we'll just apologize if there's any external noise. There's a couple of construction guys moving around outside. But, yeah, bear with us. So, let's look down the list. And we have... every picture tells a story. This one, I mean, I think it's applicable in many different situations. But if we say in language learning... you know, every language learner, if we take it to the person, has a different experience and a different story that they can tell of their language learning experience. But I think that's a lot of what brings the value to it, is that it's through that experience that that person develops. You have this blog post that you wrote several years ago, having a love affair with a language, and I think that's one of the things where, you know, you see someone who's very passionate about a language, spending a lot of time, devoting time to it. And I think that's the reason behind that is not because, you know, it's not always a fiscal incentive, you know, the desire to make more money, but in fact that they're passionate about that language and passionate about that culture or some aspect of it that really gets them hooked. I think that's critical.
I agree, and as you say, every picture tells a story, and every learner has their own story,
right,
and their own sort of passion for the language. And it's certainly true that just to say, oh well, you know, if you learn this language, we're going to pay you X amount more money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's a small amount of money, it has a limited impact. On the other hand, if you said, I will give you $1 million.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that would. But, you know, you'll get $1,000 more a year or something. Mm-hmm. I think that has limited impact, whereas the passion, certainly is important.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Faith will move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
This really applies to language learning.
Mm-hmm.
Your confidence in yourself, your confidence that you will achieve your language goal, your determination to achieve that goal has a tremendous influence on your results for a number of reasons. First of all, because I'm convinced that it influences the functioning of the neurons.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read a book on this that you can influence your... Now, people will say that it's all one and the same. How can your brain influence your brain, right? Because it's kind of all there. But in fact, you can force yourself. You can have this strong sense of determination. I want this to happen. I want this to happen. And I believe it will happen. I believe it will happen. And that improves the efficiency of your learning process. And part of the reason is what Krashen talks about, is that therefore there is no anxiety. There's not this, what he calls the affective filter. If you are afraid, if you're constantly afraid of making a mistake, if you don't think you're going to succeed, if you're leafing through your grammar rules to figure out which one applies here, these are all filters that prevent you from you know, improving. But if you believe in yourself, you have that confidence, that determination, faith will move mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can speak about that in my own personal experiences with my, you know, foreign languages that I'm learning, is that sometimes when I doubt my ability, I find those are the times that I perform the worst. But when I you know, have the confidence and the faith that I'm able to do it, then I surprise myself a lot of the time.
And it is true that we surprise ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
When we go in there, and it's like, we're just going to do it. We just, you know, we just jump on that diving board. We're going to do our triple flip, half gainer, whatever, land in the water. And we just totally, without any sense of anxiety, we're surprised. Wow, I said that. Where did that phrase come from?
Yeah.
Where did that word come from? So, yeah, I think we are all capable of speaking better and doing better, and we all have a degree of anxiety. There is no language learner without anxiety. I feel much more comfortable speaking English than speaking any other language.
Yeah.
So there is always a level of anxiety, but the more we can keep that level of anxiety down, the better we're going to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your turn.
Yes. Okay. We have quite a few here looking through.
How about this? Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. You don't want that one?
You can take that
one. All right. We need fools. We need fools. We don't want angels fearing to tread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're a language learner, you rush in.
Yeah.
That's mine. All right.
So here's one. First impressions are the most lasting. And this is, a lot of the time, this is true in your relationships with people. But I think in the same time in your relationship with a language. Whereas if your first experience with a language is in a very positive environment,
mm-hmm.
then that really sets the mood and motivates you to then learn that language, right?
Okay.
And alternatively,
yeah.
if it's a negative experience, then I think that
okay.
it can be detrimental to...
I think we have to be a little careful there because sometimes some languages may sound to us not very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had this experience. And yet when you start to learn that language, the more you learn that language, the more you start to enjoy it. Because there's almost a sensual, you know, enjoyment as you start hearing the language and hearing how these strange sounds have meaning and mm-hmm. so forth. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Cantonese, sometimes some people say Cantonese doesn't sound very nice compared to, say, Mandarin. And there are people who think Dutch doesn't sound very nice. But I tell you, if I get into Dutch, and I enjoyed it. Once I got into Cantonese, I enjoyed it. And if I do Dutch, I'll enjoy it. So I think, yeah, first impressions can be important. But if you give the language a chance,
right.
the more you get into it, very often the more you like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's one. Great minds think alike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is an extremely arrogant proverb. It means that anybody who agrees with me has a great mind.
Yeah.
We'll pass on that one. All right. Okay.
To take that, great minds think alike. I think to take it on the converse.
Yeah.
I think, in fact, great minds often think differently.
Right.
Because they bring a lot of different attributes to the table.
Right. Or different perspectives.
Exactly.
And if we, if everybody, every time we had a discussion, everybody agreed, we wouldn't have much of a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now here's one we want to stay away from. He who can does. He who cannot teaches.
Mm.
We'll pass on that one.
Okay.
I should say, you know, that in fact that is not true. And I was at a conference of language teachers in San Diego a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And some of those people were, A, extremely competent in the language. And these were non-native speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely competent in the languages that they were teaching
mm-hmm.
and very dedicated.
Mm.
So I think in any profession, you can find those who can
yeah.
and those who can't.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. If we go back up a bit, there's one that says, give credit where credit is due.
Okay.
I see this one in the sense of there's some, in some people's minds, language learning is a competition with
right.
other people.
Right.
Right. But I think that it's important in this, process of learning languages to, if you see someone else, you know, learning the same language as you are, to give them credit, you know,
right.
to compliment them, recognize their abilities,
right.
and in fact encourage them.
Right.
And to have this positive relationship with
right.
people, not see it as they're infringing upon my,
right.
you know, what you see as my language or
right.
my characteristics, something that sets me apart.
Right.
But to have this positive look, you know, outlook upon other people who are doing the same thing.
Right. And it's not a matter just of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also a matter of actually feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that any real, genuine language keener
mm-hmm.
is just delighted. I mean, I'm always so impressed when I hear other people who speak whatever other language well. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's tremendous, you know. And we've said it before, language learning is not a competition. It's not... Hirohide said it very well in Japan. There's no finish line.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we all enjoy doing in our own way. It's not a competition. And everybody we meet along the way, like pilgrims on their way to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They're our buddies. And so we wish them well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, we've kind of gone on for quite a while
yes.
here. I think that's going to do for now. We can, like, there's this great long list. If people like this kind of stuff, we can keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know if you enjoy these, and we can do some more.
Sure. We look forward to your comments, and thanks for listening.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.